I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're going to be baking a Kahlua cheesecake on the grill.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Before we start in on the cheesecake, which is incredible, by the way, I wanted to do something a little different. We've been doing a Q&A section at the top of the show the last few episodes, and this time I wanted to pose a question to our listeners. What drink do you reach for when you grill? Is it a favorite beer, whiskey, a cocktail, soda? Let us know by emailing us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com or tweeting us at ATBBQ. That's the Twitter handle we use for this show. So let us know what your favorite drink is for those spring and summer grilling sessions.
I want to get in on the action here and say that my favorite is going to be a classic beer. The brand may change from cook to cook, but it's my favorite drink when grilling or smoking. There's just something classically American about having a beer by the grill.
That is true. Beer seems to be the standby for just about everyone. Myself, I pour a high rye bourbon and get to cooking. But of course, for those who don't know me, you won't know that I have celiac disease, so beer is going to be off limits for me anyway. But yeah, good bourbon, maybe on the rocks if it's really hot out. But in the spring, like it is now, just neat. So let us know what your favorite grilling drink is. Email or tweet us, and we'll go over the answers on the next show. And now, cheesecake. Cheesecake seems to be a dessert that just about everyone can get behind. I think it has to do with the fact that it's versatile and comes in so many flavors and styles that you're just about guaranteed to find one you love.
But cheesecake wasn't always this way. In fact, classic cheesecakes were quite different. These densely baked cakes were a mixture of cheese, like ricotta, flour, and eggs that were then topped with honey. These cakes, or libum, as the Romans called them, were popular offerings to the Roman gods, and the Greeks had a very similar cake that was served to the athletes of the very first Olympic Games in 776 BC.
For those of you who cook cheesecakes, you'll know that flour is not typically an ingredient used in the filling, but it does show up in recipes every now and then. In fact, flour was still used in English and Scandinavian cheesecakes in the year 1000 after conquering Roman armies had brought their recipe north. It seems from our research that flour began to be omitted in the mid-1500s when an English recipe for a cheese tart appeared in the cookbook, A Proper New Book of Cookery, which, if I may, is the most British cookbook title ever. And this recipe simply called for hard cheese softened with water or milk, eggs, sugar, and sweet butter.
Now this is a lot closer to what we think of as cheesecake, but it wasn't until American William Lawrence of Chester, New York, produced the first cream cheese when trying to duplicate the French Neuchâtel cheese. In 1912, James Kraft perfected the pasteurizing process for cream cheese, marketed as the Philadelphia cream cheese brand. The main ingredient for modern cheesecake was born.
It was in 1929 that modern cheesecake was truly born when Arnold Reuben, owner of Turf Restaurant, but not the creator of the Reuben, which really I was having a hard time with because his name's Reuben, owner of Turf Restaurant in New York, developed the classic recipe after eating a slice of cheese pie at a friend's home. Arthur toyed with various recipes and decided to use cream cheese instead of cottage cheese, which was the popular ingredient of the day, and developed a cheesecake that became the standard bearer for New York. One interesting note is that Reuben's cheesecake recipe does include a small amount of flour, which is consistent with other cheese pies of the day. Cheesecake has since turned into a well-recognized dessert around the globe, with whole restaurant chains developing concepts around the dessert. And we have a recipe that I really think all of you will love, a Kahlua cheesecake on the grill. So let's cut to Chef Tom in the All Things Barbecue Teaching Kitchen and get started.
All right, I'm here in the All Things Barbecue Teaching Kitchen preparing our cheesecake for today. I've already got our graham cracker crust pressed into our springform pan, and now I'm gonna be making the actual cheesecake filling. So what I have is some room temperature cream cheese and sugar in my stand mixer with the paddle attachment. And we're gonna go ahead and start whipping this until it gets nice and light in color and really kind of fluffs up. All right, it's been going for about 2 minutes, so I'm just going to scrape down the sides really well to make sure that we're getting everything incorporated. And then I will return it to the mixer. All right, once again, I'm going to scrape this down after another couple of minutes. All right, so next I'm gonna start adding my eggs, but I wanna add the eggs while it's mixing. We're gonna go a little bit slower this time, maybe a medium to medium low speed. Now I'm just gonna begin dropping one egg at a time in. And then once that egg is incorporated and I don't see any more yolk, I'll add the next egg. All right, all four eggs are incorporated. Again, we're scraping this down. We're trying to keep this mixture as smooth and even as possible. And I don't wanna overwork the cream cheese too much and cause this to souffle. So at this point, I'm going to add the Kahlua and heavy cream to the mixture, but I'm gonna whisk it by hand. And I'm only going to whisk this until I can see that there are no more lumps left and everything is nicely incorporated. So at this point, we're ready to pour this on top of our graham cracker crust into the springform pan. And now we're gonna take it out to the smoker. All right, we are running our smoker at 300 degrees today. I'm gonna place this on the top shelf, and then underneath it, I'm gonna add a pan of water, and that's going to add some extra moisture to the cooking chamber. Now this already has more moisture in it than a normal cooking chamber at home, say like your oven, which is gas heat probably, or electric, which dries things out. But that moisture is going to allow this cheesecake to bake slowly and not crack on top as it bakes.
Okay, so not to sound like a pair of broken records, but we're going to make the same recommendation we always make for those of you looking to up your grilling game.
Buy an instant read digital thermometer. Even for something like cheesecake, I'm cooking to an internal temperature instead of time, and this allows a consistent product time after time.
Let's cut back to Chef Tom and finish up our recipe.
Well, it's been about 2.5 hours looking at our cheesecake. It's still got a little bit of wiggle to it, which is all right. I'm actually gonna use a thermometer to try and place exactly where we're at. We're reading right about 155 degrees, which is our goal temperature for this. I've cooked enough cheesecakes to know that that's just about the sweet spot for when we wanna pull this off. So I'm gonna pull this thing off of the grill now. We're gonna just let it set out, come down to room temperature, and then we'll stick it in the fridge. We wanna wait until our cheesecake is fully chilled before we remove the springform pan. What we're gonna do is once this is nice and cold, I'll run a paring knife around the outside of the springform pan mold, release the springform, and gently pull it away from the cake. Now it's sitting on a parchment paper surface, so you'll have no problem getting it off of the bottom of the pan. From here, it's ready to slice and serve.
That does it for this episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe or any of the others we featured on this podcast by emailing us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows other people to be able to find the show and helps us reach more listeners. And join us next time when Chef Tom and I tackle carne asada.
Did I ever tell you the story of the Swiss couple that I met camping on Mount Hood? They were younger.
Yeah, I think you did. But they
didn't know it. Like, it was like first or second trip to America. Maybe first for one, second for the other. But they came to snowboard Mount Hood during the summer because apparently that's a worldwide known thing. And they went to the grocery store and bought cream cheese and cookies and brought it back to the camp. And like, they brought it over later and they were like, "Hey, why isn't this good?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "Well, you're a baker, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "We want cheesecake." I'm like, "Oh, that's not cheesecake. That's cream cheese. Those are different." They're like, "Should we put some cinnamon on it?" I'm like, "If you want, it's not going to make it better." So I had to explain to them the difference. They were super excited about American cheesecake.